focus on product presentations. Presentation of the windmill.
May I have your attention, please? It's obvious that when carrying out their processing or production activities, factories require electrical power on a regular basis. However, you must admit that they often face the problem of a lack of electricity supply due to all sorts of power cuts. It is clear that one way to solve this problem is provided by wind power, since we have plenty of windy sites in this area. Windmills can be defined as aerogenerators, and modern mills can be classified into two types, namely rotor windmills and vertical axis windmills. As shown on this diagram, the windmill is made up of two main parts. First of all, it includes a tower or a mast, which is made of metal. Second, it features two blades, which are made of the same material. Now, let's consider the vertical axis mill. The mast is usually 90 metres high. In other words, its height is 90 metres. As for the measurement of the blades, it varies from 50 metres in diameter up to 80 metres. This device is designed to produce power. Obviously, the blades rotate thanks to the wind. You will be surprised to hear that in so doing, they generate electricity with an output of 1 megawatt per mil. The main advantage of this system is that it requires no raw material, just wind. And as you already know, there are plenty of windy sites in this area. On top of that, let's not forget that it is pollution-free. The only drawback, however, is that such windmills are expensive to install. That is to say, they are not money-saving yet. In conclusion, I would like to stress that this device would offer marvellous opportunities to provide alternative energy. And let me remind you that it is environment-friendly. What I'm suggesting is that it will enable you to protect the quality of the environment. Do you have any questions?